Listen to this news. Indonesia seeks end to New Zealand WTO food import dispute. Indonesia is pressing New Zealand to drop a protracted World Trade Organization, WTO, dispute concerning food import, asserting that it has aligned its regulations with the Global Trade Authority's directives. Initiated by New Zealand in 2014, the conflict, coded as DS-477, arose from Indonesia's import controls on horticultural, animal products, and beef, which New Zealand argued violated WTO standards. The issue was a focal point during a bilateral discussion between Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan and New Zealand's Minister for Building and Construction Chris Penk at the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, summit in Peru. Indonesia leveraged this meeting to push for closure of the dispute, citing full compliance with WTO rulings. Indonesia is committed to implementing the rulings and recommendations by the WTO's dispute settlement body for the DS-477 case, stated Minister Zulkifli to Minister Penk, expressing optimism that New Zealand would recognize Jakarta's regulatory reforms and agree to conclude the matter. Reports from Indonesia detail the country's efforts to revise regulations impacting import realization and domestic purchasing, demonstrating its commitment to international trade norms. Bilateral trade between the two nations stood at $1.7 billion in 2023, down from $2.1 billion the previous year, a dip Zulkifli attributes to fluctuations in global goods prices. Both countries aim to elevate their trade exchanges to $2.45 billion this year, although the first quarter figures showed a modest decline from the previous year's corresponding period. The ongoing dialogue at APEC underscores the delicate balance countries must navigate between maintaining national standards and adhering to international trade agreements, highlighting the broader implications of such disputes on global economic relations. Latest news, trade study shows Europe vulnerable, US-China-Russia robust.